This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your public radio station. I'm Jim Blaylock. Good morning. It's now time for our weekly author's segment, The Author's Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Lucy Virginia French was a poet and novelist who wrote under the pen name La Connue, which in French means the unknown. She was born Lucy Virginia Smith in 1825 in Accomack County, Virginia, to a family of wealth and culture. After the premature death of her mother, French and her sister were left in the care of her grandparents and were sent to Mrs. Hannah's School, a private academy in Washington, Pennsylvania. Both girls returned to their father's home on the eastern shore of Virginia after graduation, but their father had married again, and a new influence had entered into the old home, so French decided that she wanted to leave. It was not long afterwards that she and her sister moved to Memphis, Tennessee. In 1850, French began writing for a number of publications, including the Louisville Journal, Ladies' Home, The Rural Sun, and Southern Literary Messenger. Eventually, she became the editor of the Southern Ladies' Book. It was during this time that French became personal friends with some of the most notable literary figures of the day, including James Russell Lowell, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, Oliver Wendell Holmes, and William Cullen Bryant. French was a versatile writer, but it is her poetry that is widely considered her best work. In fact, it was one of her poems titled The Lost Louisiana that motivated John Hopkins French to seek her out after reading it. And in 1853, they were married. They established their home near McMinnville, Tennessee, at Forest Home, the homestead of his family. French was keenly interested in the political questions of her day and wrote about them. During the Civil War, she favored preserving the Union and pleaded earnestly for restoration. Throughout the remaining years of her life, she wrote, worked, and prayed for reconciliation. French didn't write her first novel until 1872, but it established her as a strong, sophisticated voice for women. The book titled My Roses, The Romances of a June Day, realistically explores the plight of the prostitute. The heroine is an independent young woman who risks social condemnation by disguising herself as a man and entering a brothel to save a woman she doesn't know. She recognizes the world judges us all, and to women it is a bitter censor. But her courage to act saves two women from a life they have either been forced into or have chosen through disillusionment and economic deprivation. Lucy French died in 1881 after a brief illness at the age of 56. Even though her life was cut short, the author who called herself La Connue was anything but an unknown.
Support for the author's page comes from the UT Libraries, whose research mission includes collecting the work of Tennessee authors through the Betsy B. Creekmore Special Collections and University Archives, library.utk.edu/society.
Thank you for listening. The Author's Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of the Author's Page. We love telling you stories.